You're going to have to go against the grain, though. And finally, in Titus chapter 2, 11 to 14, Paul says that Christ has redeemed us from all iniquity. But if we choose to walk back into the mystery of iniquity, then, he says, we will not have the hope. And that's the reason why. The scripture says that all who have this hope of the second coming of Christ in them will purify themselves even as Christ is pure. The mystery of iniquity. I hope that this has been helpful to you. It may have been challenging, but today is the first day of the rest of your life. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Again, please make sure, if you have not gotten a copy of my book, The Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception, you must get that book. You must get it. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and please become a partner with us in your gift by faith. To Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
With Chuck Crossmeyer, Viewpoint is supported by the...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you can talk about whatever you'd like to. I'm going to start talking about my concern about the possibility of a war with Iran very, very soon. Now, I don't know when the war is going to take place. I really believe it's going to take place sooner or later, but that gives me a lot of leeway. I had some fellow call me just this evening, and he wanted me to know that he thinks there's going to be a war between the United States and Iran, but it's going to be a year from now, and I told him he could very well be right. I do not know, but there's a great deal of information that suggests that maybe it will be sooner rather than later. And one of the sources of information comes from a group of retired intelligence officers in an article that was actually published on the 7th of this month, which would be, what, now 4 days ago. The article is entitled, Obama Warned Israel May Bomb Iran. Obama warned Israel may bomb Iran. And, of course, this is basically an open letter that is set from these seven retired intelligence officers to the President of the United States. And I quote, "We write to alert you to the likelihood that Israel will attack Iran as early as this month. This would likely lead to a wider war. Israel leaders would calculate that once the battle is joined, it will be politically untenable for you to give anything less than unstinting support to Israel, no matter how the war started, and that U.S. troops and weaponry would flow frequently, or would flow freely. Wider war could eventually result in the destruction of the state of Israel." Now, that's how the article starts. It goes on. It's 12 pages long. I won't bore you with all the details of it, but basically what they're doing is pointing out that Israel in the past has intentionally started wars, that they intentionally started the 67 war, and after the war they admitted that they wanted to go to war at that time to expand their boundaries, and despite the fact that there were troops stationed in the Sinai, Egypt had amassed a large number of troops there, why they, of course, went ahead and attacked without any provocation. I do not believe that is a fair evaluation. After all, if somebody amassed amassed a million troops on the border between Mexico and the United States, I would think the United States might very well be justified in retaliating before our country was overwhelmed with those million troops, wouldn't you? Well, I think that was the position Israel was in, but as you read this article, it is really very anti-Israel. And perhaps with some justification, because you see, there are many, many people who believe that it is the Zionists, the wicked Zionists, who control the American government and through their control of the media, and through their control of congressmen and through their control of certainly of the executive branch of government, they control the United States. Now, I don't happen to agree with that, and I wonder how many of you have heard our interview with Barry Shamus. We did an interview on an early morning program early this week, and then we did a program at 3 o'clock today, and it will be posted at our website, RadioLiberty.com. And Barry is a very good observer, which is why I have him on simply every week. And it is his contention that Benjamin Netanyahu, the man who is today the prime minister of Israel, is actually simply an extension of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was picked up by CFR members. He was actually promoted by them. He was elected by them, and he is simply their lackey. And it's not that America is carrying out Israel's direction. It is that Israel is carrying out directions that come from what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. And that idea that actually Israel is actually an extension of the power structure here in the United States is, I believe, is really very, very true. Did you ever stop and wonder why the United States has troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world? Do you honestly think that if a nation has American troops stationed in that nation, that that nation is free to do whatever it wants to? Why does America have troops stationed in Germany over 60 years after the Second World War ended? I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Or 55 years after the Second World War ended. Why does the United States have troops stationed in Japan 55 years after the Second World War ended? Why do we have our troops stationed in South Korea? Why do we have those troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world? And the reason we have them there is because we control those nations. If we had foreign troops, let's imagine we had Chinese troops stationed here in the United States, don't you think we would be very concerned about the attitude of the Chinese government, and we would be subservient to the Chinese government? Have you ever wondered why we have over 700 bases throughout the world, 700 military bases, approximately 720 military bases throughout the world? And it is simply because the United States is the new Atlantis. That has always been the idea. We were to reconstitute the lost Atlantis, this ancient wicked society, and we were to dominate the world. That is the plan. But we can't tell the common people that. They wouldn't understand. They wouldn't want to be putting out all this money, you know, to maintain this massive military force. We spend more money on our military than all the rest of the countries in the world put together, until perhaps very recently, when China has been increasing their expenditure on military. But up until very recently, the United States put out more money for our military than all the rest of the nations in the world. Why is that? So we can dominate militarily all the nations of the world. Why do we have to have massive troops in Europe when we're supposedly we're at peace with Russia? We must be, because we're doing everything we can to build up their economy, and we're doing the same thing with communist China. If they were the enemy, why would we be building them up? And if they're not the enemy, then why do we have our troops stationed throughout the world? You've got to stop and start asking important questions. Look and see what's going on, and as you do, you'll begin to find out that we're not being told the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, because that's what Open Lines is all about. But I've been talking about my fear that we may very well be at war with Iran before very long. Now, this letter that was written by seven retired intelligence officers is suggesting that Israel is directing American foreign policy. And, of course, I would like to suggest that just exactly the opposite, that the United States is directing Israel's foreign policy, and we want Israel to attack Iran so we will have a justification for going to war, but we can't tell the American people that. The article by the retired intelligence officers points out that certainly in the year 2007, all 14 of the American intelligence agencies, we've got 14 intelligence agencies, and they all agreed that Iran was not working to build a nuclear bomb, that they'd had a program earlier, that abandoned the program, and then, of course, it was in February of this year when two high-ranking intelligence officials testified before Congress, and both of them said that there was no evidence that Iran was working on a nuclear bomb. Now, if that is true, then why would Israel want to go to war over there? And I would like to suggest this whole thing is a scam to justify a war. Not only that, but I would suggest that there are people actually in the Iranian administration who are doing everything to promote a war. And you say, well, that's madness. Why would anybody want to do that? And one only has to go back and study the history of the Boer War when you find out that here this little group of people surrounding Cecil Rhodes wanted the Boer War to take place. But they'd planted one of their people in a key position in the Afrikaans government, in their enemy's camp, and this was a man named Jan Smuts. He became the foreign minister of the Boer Republic, and he was actually agitating for war. And so on one side they had their man agitating for war, on the other side they had their people agitating for war. They wanted a war, and what better way to go to war than to have people planted in key positions in both governments? Well, right now we've got Ed calling from Aptos. Hi, Ed, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Brief question, and I'll take that on the air. Who was the Japanese version of Dr. Mengele in Germany? Who was the Japanese man, though?
His name was Shiro, I believe. I don't have it exactly right, but it's very Shiro Itso, something very similar to that. Okay, Ed, are you there? Anyway, of course, the story of this Japanese counterpart of Dr. Mengele is a fascinating one. It's very well told in the book, The Medusa File, and incidentally, The Medusa File is going to be available very, very soon. Somebody can call it and give us the exact name, but he was committing all sorts of atrocities and actually doing these horrible experiments on Americans, dissecting them when they were alive, and he was allowed to get off scot-free, just exactly as Mengele was. The American government protected this brutal Japanese general who did all of these inhumane experiments on the Americans that he captured, and just as we actively helped Mengele to escape to South America, where he lived out the rest of his life. He was helped to escape to South America following the Second World War by the CIA, OSS, MI6, and by the Vatican. And go up on the Internet and look up the rat line, Dr. Mengele. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. Okay, let's go to our guest. It's Mario calling from Flint, Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Oh, hi, Mario. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, the question I have is somewhat similar to the last one. I was reading on Dr. Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org, about the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda, and he gave a citation from the United Nations Sustainable Development book where it said that their agenda calls for a reduction in the world's population to about 1 billion people, or by an alternative version, a reduction to 4 to 5 billion people.
But at the level of people currently living in the eastern part of Europe, which is basically they're talking about peasants' subsistence. So if you were going to maintain the current population, it would have to lower the living standards. If you wanted to maintain the standards of living we had now, you'd have to get the population down to 1 or 2 billion people. Yes, this comes from the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and we do have that available in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. Have you read that, Mario?
I haven't. I was going to try to order it from Michael Shaw.
All right, but he doesn't have our syllabus. He has a lot of great things.
But if you
want to get the Sustainable Development Syllabus, we have the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Now, the Global Biodiversity Assessment was a 1,140 or 50 page production book that came out in 1994. It came out of the Second Earth Summit from 1992, and it is simply all these various studies that were put together, and this would be basically how we would restructure the world, or how this elite group would restructure the world. It was called the Global Biodiversity.
Who was it that did these studies?
Well, basically, it was all coordinated under Maurice Strong, who was the Secretary General of the Second Earth Summit. But the title was the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It was published by Cambridge University Press, and I have a copy of it. But nobody's going to read 1,150 pages. That's why we summarize this. One of our friends, Jeannie Soderman, actually summarized this, and we published this in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. I think it's a very important document. That, along with the Earth Charter and the Agenda 21 UN report, which we do offer.
Was it the Ford Foundation or the Carnegie Foundation, or what? I'm not able to find out who the organizations were that.
Maury, you have to go into the background, how this all started. It was in 1971 that the Club of Rome, which is the European counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome published a book called The Limits of Growth. And basically it said, we're running out of air, we're running out of water, we're running out of oil, we're running out of natural resources. Well, they said that we've got to limit consumption, limits of growth. And so basically the following year, in 1972, they had their first Earth Summit meeting, and Maurice Strong was in charge of that. 20 years later, in 1992, they had the second Earth Summit. And basically, of course, this is funded by people of great wealth, sponsored by people like Prince Charles. In fact, he and a group of very wealthy men met aboard his yacht, the Britannia, for several months before the Second Earth Summit meeting, and laid out the plan for everything that happened. Al Gore was there, and a number of other key American Sydney politicians, and they laid out this plan to centralize all power in government so we could have sustainable development. It was out of that that came the Second Earth Summit meeting, and 2 years later, the Global Biodiversity Assessment was published by Cambridge University Press, and that's the background.
Okay, well, that answers the question. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. Morrow's not there anymore. So if you're out there and you have a question or comment, something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. Because, of course, this is open lines, and that's what it's really all about. But basically, as we talk about the coming war, it becomes very obvious, at least reading this this report, put out by these seven intelligence officers, and I happened to talk to one this last weekend, Ray McGovern. I called him and asked him to come on the program, and he is very, very concerned that we're going to war with Iran. And these people have a lot of connections, far better than anything that I have or most talk show hosts have. And they do not believe that Iran is building a nuclear weapon. And they simply quote Leon Panetta and several others, key people who really sort of waffle on this subject. But, of course, they also are saying, well, it's up to Israel to do what they want to if they feel that they have to go to war, why we should not try to stop them, without actually understanding that it is the Brotherhood of Darkness, this group of very wicked and evil people, who are actually laying out this program to plunge first Israel and then the United States into a war. And I'm really very, very concerned that we are going to see these terrible complications, because when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. And this is my concern. And I think it should be your concern as well. And so I'd like to know what you think. Is it possible that we really could be heading into a war? And what would that mean for the average American? Well, I will tell you what it would mean. It would mean that there would be a tremendous increase in government control of our population. It would mean that people such as myself would not be able to continue speaking out and pointing out that our government is controlled by a small group of very evil people who are deeply involved in the occult. It would mean that the price of gasoline would skyrocket probably to $5 or $6 a gallon. It means that our economy would contract even further. And I really feel that we would have serious complications. But I'd like to know what you think. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's open lines, and my goodness, we should be having lots more calls. So if you're out there and you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'd love to know what you think about this possibility. Is it possible?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Of course, you can find this article on the Internet. The title is, Obama Warned Israel May Bomb Iran. Obama Warned Israel May Bomb Iran. Of course, you can put that in with Ray McGovern, McGovern, as well. And, of course, very well. You should be able to find that on your search engine. If not, we do have the letter available. But, of course, the frightening thing about it is that they are firmly convinced that there may well be a war even within a month. Now, remember, this article was simply written 4 days ago, and it's a letter that was sent to President Obama pleading with him to make a public statement and tell Israel not under any circumstances to attack Iran, because, of course, if they do, why, America will sooner or later be drawn into that. And as Ray McGovern told me, if President Obama would make a public statement and tell Israel not to become involved in the war, then Israel would back down and this would put the whole matter to rest. And, of course, my concern is that I don't think most people really understand that it is not Israel that controls American foreign policy, but is the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls Israel, and that Benjamin Netanyahu is simply one of their extensions. And if you didn't hear the excellent interview with Barry Shamus today at 3 o'clock, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and certainly go into the background of where did Benjamin Netanyahu came from. Benjamin Netanyahu was going to the college. He was picked up by somebody named Igor Magaziner, and there was a whole idea that he would be schooled and groomed to play a key part in Israeli politics. Now, he was living in the United States at that time. He returned to Israel. He took a job as a furniture salesman. Now, here's Benjamin Netanyahu selling furniture in Israel. And after he's been there for about a year, he organizes a international symposium on terrorism. A furniture salesman with no background in terrorism organizes an international meeting. And George Shultz and George Herbert Walker Bush and several other key people come to this meeting, and this puts Benjamin Netanyahu in a leadership position from as far as our country is concerned. And the question is, why in heaven's name would George Herbert Walker Bush and George Shultz and a number of other key people from America travel all the way to Israel to attend a meeting put on by a furniture salesman? And, of course, the answer is that, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu was actually an extension of Kissinger, and, of course, suddenly going into the background of this whole thing, Henry Kissinger has been manipulating this whole scenario with Netanyahu. Please listen to what Barry Shamus has to say. He studied Netanyahu for a number of years. His information, I think, is very valid. Well, right now we have, of course, Janan from Texas on the line. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Janan, do you have a question?
I wanted to give you the information.
Was that Shiro Ishii?
Yes, it is Shiro Ishii, S-H-I-R-O-I-S-H-I-I, and there's an entry in Wikipedia under Japanese war crimes, and they have a picture of him and his infamous Unit 731, and they describe some of the things he did, and I'm not strong enough to even say those on the air right now, but it's it's got a picture of him. And
well, I think that it's important. It's one of those stories that's been totally suppressed by the controlled media. He was a General Shiro Ishii. He was one of the most vilest of the war criminals who tortured many Americans to death and dissected them when they were alive and infected them with deadly diseases. And he was carrying out these experiments for the Japanese government, and he was never tried for war trials. In fact, he was rewarded for what he did as long as he turned the information over to the American occupation authorities. But the similarity between Dr. Mengele, who has also helped to escape from being punished by the OSS, by MI6, later the CIA, and by Sydney, the unit within the Vatican that was associated with Nazism. And this is all made up the rat line that allowed over 10,000 of the most vicious Nazi war criminals to escape to South America. If that happened, how come every American doesn't know it? Why were these men never punished for the crimes? Because there is a very close relationship between the occult background of the Nazis and the occult background of many of the people working within these intelligence units today. So it's a frightening story, and the similarity between Mengele and General Shiro Ishii is a frightening one. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is Dr. Stan. Janan, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, not really, but if anyone wants to explore this subject further, there's a pretty good entry. It's called Japanese War Crimes in Wikipedia.org.
And that's Dr. Shiro Ishii. Thanks so very much. Now let's go to Joe calling from Michigan. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a couple of things. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks. Where are you calling? You're calling from Michigan?
Yeah, from Michigan.
What city are you? Flint, Detroit, where?
I'm in Howell. I listen to you online.
Okay, very good.
So, yeah, just a couple of things. I think you've talked about before, but if you haven't, it's a really important connection, and that is that the people who formed the eugenics movement before World War II are the same paymasters of the population control movement. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And, Chris, that was the Rockefeller Foundation, and certainly Margaret Sanger was going right along with that. But the Rockefellers were the big funding, and that's some of the other great foundations, funding this whole genocidal movement, which was picked up by Adolf Hitler, and that was the foundation of the Holocaust. But then, of course, after the Second World War ended, they didn't want to be talking about eugenics here, so they changed the name from eugenics to population control, but
yeah,
it was exactly the same agenda.
Exactly. I mean, that's a connection I don't hear a lot of people talking about, and I think that's one of the most important connections, just because we really can see how dangerous these people can be because we saw what they did in World War II.
Have you read my Population Control Agenda monograph? It's up on the Internet.
Yeah, I think I have, actually. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it was pretty good. In fact, I've taken some quotes there. So good. The other thing I wanted to point out was, and I don't think I've heard it on your program, and I rarely hear it, is, do you know about the original 13th Amendment, the Titles of Nobility Amendment?
I do, and because it was lost somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that's the other important thing in history that I have found in my research, because the Titles of Nobility Amendment was that amendment that basically said our founding fathers were brilliant, and it shows they're brilliant. Probably the most important amendment in our Constitution. It basically said that our politicians could not receive gifts, any type of gift, money from foreign entities in any way, shape, or form.
And they not only that, but they could not, it was a title of nobility that they couldn't get from the foreigners.
Yeah, right. They couldn't have any type of title, be given any type of title.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, right now, we're talking to Joe from Michigan. He's talking about the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment got lost along the way. I think it was actually ratified, and it was just never included with the rest of the amendments. And it basically talked about how American citizens could not get titles of nobility from foreign sources. Was it just for politicians or was American citizens, Joe?
It was just for politicians.
All right.
And the reason it was so important is because that served as the gateway for communism/tyranny to enter our country. Because what happened was, at that time in our world's history, most countries were monarchies or kingdoms, and so they really couldn't touch us with our constitution. So the only way that they could get us was to get this very important amendment out of our constitution. And what it allowed them to do was to buy out our politicians. This is the whole beginning of legalized bribery. Once they got rid of that amendment, they could now, you know, legally lobby our politicians, who would now adhere to their agenda.
Well, I think the biggest thing, Joe, is the fact that our politicians don't adhere to the Constitution, because basically what the Constitution is limits what the politicians can do. And if they were limited by the Constitution, they would be in session about 2 months out of the year and spend the rest of the time at home. The other major thing that they did was to pass the 17th Amendment, because prior to that, why, the senators were answerable to the states, and so they couldn't be bribed. I mean, they had to be on good terms with the states. Once they got the 17th Amendment through, then you could bribe the senators, and that's exactly what's happening today. And it's the senator with the most money, or the politician with the most money, who wins. And you get the money by selling your soul to the corporations who are giving you the money.
Exactly. And the other important thing, the amazing thing is in this original 13th Amendment, is that it also said in that amendment that lawyers could not hold public office. Can you believe that? What our government would look like if we had no lawyers?
No, wouldn't it be a lot better? Wouldn't it be? Because you see, the trouble with the lawyers is I'm sure if you're a Christian lawyer, you look at absolutes, but most lawyers simply look at winning rather than what's right, what's wrong, what's legal. It's all about winning the case.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say, Joe?
That's about it. I just wanted to share that. Thank you, Dr. Stan. You're a blessing, and I wish you the very best. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. And I appreciate your calling. Let's go to Tom, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, let's hear from you. But right now, go to Tom. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I got a few comments.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that gentleman brought up pretty interesting, the 13th Amendment, titles of nobility. That was changed, and something happened. At that point that was brought up the other night, in 1871 or something, they ruled that the United States became a corporation, and then, therefore, the titles of nobility, the lawyers, actually became under the jurisdiction of the corporations, or out of the, where are they? Their bar back in Chicago. I guess that's where it's all headquarters. But I can go on and on about that.
Right.
I've forgotten a lot about it, but what I wanted to get to, back during the 60s, we had coordinated riots over the war. We had them here in the Berkeley area, all across the United States. Simultaneously, they had riots going on in France, and simultaneously, they had riots going on in China. And we didn't know, these were all being coordinated in three large, different countries separated.
But the question is, who was coordinating them?
Well, basically, I bumped into a guy that worked for the State Department, or one of the let's say the connected to the State Department. And he just basically told me, he goes, the population is going to reach a point where it's going to be huge. And right now, we have to enact these certain things, because once the population gets to such a huge point, it's going to be unmanageable. And so he goes, this is our job. We've got to go out and work and manage the population this way. Because I got arguments with him, because I was, you know, being patriotic and everything. But then, you know, I heard his viewpoint. He goes, "Hey, we've got to manage the world.
That they have to manage,
the world.
That is what it's all about,
that's
Tom.
All.
And this is what people don't understand.
And
these people are not interested in America. They'll destroy America when the time is right, and they're in the process of doing that now. The whole idea is to manage the world.
Manage the world. Now, where they got that from is it extended back from the British, and they, because when they had their empire, they saw how huge India was and how huge China was. Okay, and that was during the British East India Company, and the guy that dreamed up this this intricate management system was Jeremy Bentham. In fact, this guy had such a big ego on management that he had himself stuffed.
And I think that what people really don't understand,
they don't understand.
Is that this is the whole thing was being brought about by a secret society. And basically, you will never read about this in your textbooks. You'll never hear this discussed at most universities, and it'll never be covered by the New York Times, the Washington Post, Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, because they're all in on this, ABC, CBS, NBC. But Cecil Rhodes created a secret society in 1891 to unite the world under English rule, and then eventually it became under Anglo-American rule, and then eventually it became American rule with simply England become a subsidiary. But this secret society created a front organization in the United States in 1921. It was called the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations simply birthed the Trilateral Commission in 1973. And between the Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, and Trilateral Commission, they control 90% of the wealth. They control this nation today. But nobody talks about that. We've got all the people who talk about the philosophical issues, but they will never get to what's really going on in the world today. We have a small clique that has an intense hatred of America, but is using our military and financial power to bring about a world government, and eventually they're going to destroy this nation. But behind this whole thing are powerful spiritual forces, because what everybody has missed is the fact that Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner and the other members of this secret society, most of them were deeply involved in the occult. So that's the real thing behind this move towards world government. That is what Nimrod tried to do back, you know, 3,000 years before Christ was born. And Nimrod was a prototype of the Antichrist.
That's interesting. I just remember meeting, you know, coming across certain fellows, and I remember one guy I met, and he just said, you know, your state of California, you think it's so great and this and that, it's not going to be that way in the future. And, you know, and I get in these big arguments with him, and
they're in the process of doing this today. Our pension system is going to destroy this nation. We have a $500 billion deficit as far as our pension funds. The whole system is going to collapse.
We had it running fine, and then it got disassembled.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And there's no reason for any of this.
But here's the hypocrisy of it. Now they've shifted it over to China, and China is doing all the mass production on the mini nuclear plants and all these neat little things that would work perfectly, except now they got us slapped on here with this green movement. And yet we can't even build green energy and turn it back for money to PG&E like they do in Germany. Germany has a green thing going pretty good, about the best example. But we can't do it like Germany. They just want to take us down and take every penny.
You're absolutely right. They want to destroy this nation. They want to lower our living standards. They want to raise the price of electricity. They want to limit our use of water. They want to limit our use of natural resources so we can have sustainable development. It's all a scam to destroy this nation. These people have an intense hatred of America. And until you understand that, their loyalty to this idea of a world government and a world religion, and that's what energizes them.
Well, you know, it's funny. They grew up in the intelligentsia. We're indoctrinated. They go in, they handpick them in, you know, in the finest universities, and they get indoctrinated. And I guess, you know, when you're young, it's easy to get indoctrinated like that.
That's right. That's where they picked at Netanyahu. He was attending college over here. They picked him, and then they created him as the leader of Israel over there. And he is simply subservient to the people here in this country. And until people understand that, it's not that Israel directs American foreign policy. We're directing Israeli foreign policy. And all of these people out here pushing anti-Semitism, trying to confuse us what it's all about. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, one thing, I guess that war in the Mideast, this one they've got here, they've got all of our ships in one place. And China's come out, it's got a brand new missile, a new loop missile that can come out, go straight and pop up back down and punch it right through an aircraft carrier.
You're
wondering who, from a logistics point of view, why would you put all your ships in one lake?
Well, that's a very, very good question, and nobody wants to ask that question.
I think that's why Admiral Fallon he resigned, you know, he got upset during the Iraq War because he sat there forever and he saw it.
I think that a lot of these people understand what's coming down the line. I think the military is very upset about
this. The military is very upset.
Well, anyway, all we can do is wait and see. God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Tom. And I think you've got some great ideas. Well, let's go to Don, who's calling from New Orleans. New Orleans, I think that's how they pronounce it. And then if you're out there, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Donna. How you doing?
Okay, Dr. Stan. What was about the first year you read the Cal Quigley book?
When was the book published?
When did you read them?
When did I read it? I read it back in 1966. I got one of the initial copies of it. In fact, my copy had gold edging on it. The later copies didn't, but I still have a copy around someplace of the original copy of Professor Quigley's book. But fortunately, the subsequent copies are all there. The information's there. It's a vitally important book. Certainly, Professor Quigley specifically ignores the origin of the World War I. He gives the standard official line. He doesn't tell you that the World War I was created by the secret society, but he makes it very clear that World War II was.
And Dr. Dennis Cuddy, did he ever figure out about the twins with the Dr. Mengele? What were the twins
for? Well, basically, this was something that Mengele was always fascinated with, and we don't know quite why he was fascinated with it, but we do know that he did these experiments over there. I don't know if you heard my recent interviews with a woman named Cora. I've forgotten her last name, but she was actually a twin who was actually under Mengele's control and basically had a terrible, terrible time. But whether he was trying to utilize the concept of twins to so they would be able to breed a super race, we don't know. But he worked with the twins when he was at the Nazi concentration camps. And then when he moved to Brazil and he actually was involved with creating twins there. There was an article recently in the New York Times pointing out that he was working in this one town and about one in every five or six births was identical twins, and it just doesn't happen. Somehow or other, he was able to figure out how to get women to have identical twins.
Okay, and Mr. Griffith told you about, how did he figure out or learn about the One World Order people?
No, I'm sorry. Well, who are you speaking? Are you speaking Ed Griffin or Griffith?
Whichever man told you about the One World Order.
Are you talking about Ed Griffin?
Yeah.
Well, Ed Griffin, of course, has been at this as long as I have. I first met Ed in December of 19...
How did he know about it?
Well, he had been studying about it. He'd probably started studying in 1960 or 61. And he certainly did a lot of the basic foundational work. I met him in December of 62. It was probably in 1980 that I actually went back, and I actually had some money, some people helped me, and we interviewed a lot of the people, among them, of course, Norman Dodd. And when I got back and had the wonderful interview with Norman Dodd, where he told about how back in 1908, 1909, the Carnegie Institute was figuring out how they could change the world and bring about this world government, and they decided the best way to do it was through creating a war. And then, of course, they spent 1909 figuring out how they were going to get the United States into a war. And it was really one of the most important interviews I ever did. I actually sent the text to Ed Griffin and offered to give him the film, but he went out and interviewed Norman Dodd himself, and he put out a DVD, you can get that, from Ed called The Hidden Agenda. He did an excellent job on that, and I'm glad he did it, because I never got around to actually publishing my interview with Norman Dodd, or you can hear the soundtrack on our four-tape set entitled it's called The Secret Government. In that four-tape set, you'll hear the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, you'll hear the interview with Norman Dodd, and then, of course, you'll hear my analysis of this secret organization that rules the world. Well, let's go to, we have a guest here. Who do we have on the line now?
Hello.
Hi, is this Roman?
Yeah, I'm Roman.
Go ahead, Roman.
No granting of titles of nobility, I don't know whatever happened with that 13th Amendment, but it's actually in the heart of the Constitution. I got here Section 10, this here is Clause 1, it might be some other place too, but it says, quote, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisals, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any law of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. No.
Well, I think that was as far as no state would give a title of nobility. But see, the whole idea of the 13th Amendment was that other countries could not have titles of nobility. In other words, they could not give American citizens or government officials a title of nobility. So the Constitution was for the states. The other, of course, was for foreign countries.
Right, which is what happened to Ted the Head Kennedy right before he died. They were granting him a title of nobility. They wanted to make him a knight or a sir.
No. Well, they did that. They did that with George Herbert Walker Bush. They did that with Sir Alan Greenspan. And it's all in violation of the 13th Amendment.
Well, I don't know what's in the 13th Amendment. I just read it, and I didn't see that.
No, basically, the 13th Amendment was actually enacted, and then for some reason it was just never included in with the rest of the amendments.
Clever little bunch of son-of-a-guns up there.
They don't care what the people want. They have their own agenda. And basically, the Congress passes laws, and the executive branch of government refuses to enforce them. Exactly, this is what's happened with enforcing immigration laws. Congress voted for a fence, they wouldn't build a fence. Congress voted to enforce immigration laws, they won't enforce immigration laws. Congress, the average American doesn't want to go to war in the Middle East, but the Brotherhood of Darkness, which runs our country, does. So until we understand that there are these forces out there, nothing really makes sense. Anything else you wanted to say there, Roman?
No, that's it. You capped it, and I do pray for you and quite a few others that have shows like you.
God bless.
Be protected.
I really appreciate that. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're coming to the end of the program. We started talking out about the possibility, the very real possibility, that we could be at war in the Middle East.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
I do not know what's going to happen as far as the war is concerned, but I think you should be prepared about the possibility that the war will take place. Now, it's sort of like being prepared for the Lord's coming. You don't know when he's going to come. Be prepared as if it could be tomorrow, and it may not be during your lifetime, or it may not be during my lifetime. If you're younger, it may be during your lifetime, because so many things are coming together that suggest we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. If you have not yet seen Pastor Billy Crone's 10 DVD series, it's entitled Final Countdown. Final Countdown. There's a book available with that as well, and we certainly recommend people get the 10 DVD series. You can get the 5 part 1, 5 part 2, or get the whole thing together, reduce cost. Get the book, and then begin to understand the prophetic significance of so many of the things that are taking place today. And Pastor Billy, you know, has become a personal friend. I've never met him, but I talk to him a great deal. We've done a number of series of programs with him and always enjoy him, and believe me, his work is excellent. And then, of course, we do have a 4-DVD set that Pastor Billy's put together on RFID chips. And, of course, the advantage of this is that they've got all sorts of video clips and films put out by the people who are manufacturing the RFID chips. And then, of course, we have a new 8-DVD series, Part 1 and Part 2, called Fearful Creation. Fearful Creation. And of course it goes into the fact that the dinosaurs lived here at the same time that mankind did, and they have all of their fossils, but sometimes man's fossils are interspersed with dinosaur fossils. And whatever you turn on the History Channel or the Discovery Channel, and they tell you that dinosaurs lived hundreds of millions of years ago and died off 50 million years ago, and this creature lived millions and millions and millions of years ago, they're all lying. Why? Because they want you to believe that the earth is, that these animals were here. And if that's true, then the Bible is a lie. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the older I get, the more convinced I am of the fact that the Bible is the truth, and you better start reading it, and you better believe what it says there. Because it explains the spiritual battle that is taking place today. Unless you understand we're fighting a spiritual battle, but we're fighting on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is really a spiritual battle. If you don't understand that, you can't understand anything that's going on today. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to be able to get through what happens. You may have all the money in the world, you may be out of debt, you may have lots of food and water and medical supplies, and you may have some place you can go to get away from all the crisis that's coming, but if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you're not going to get through what lies ahead. Because I believe many people's hearts are simply going to give way. Fear is going to reign supreme. And you're going to have to learn to put your faith in the Lord and trust in Him, which is all that's going to get us through. So remember, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, Radio Liberty is heard on some 60 outlets every single week. It's an expensive proposition. And if you're in a position to help us financially, well, let me tell you that our income is down, as is with ministries all across the nation. We'd certainly appreciate your help. But if you're not in a position to help, we know many of you aren't, then please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and for our protection. Then we ask you to, if you'd like to support some of our advertisers, you have other advertisers that would like to help us, why shouldn't we can give them an opportunity to be heard by tens of thousands of people all across America on a daily basis? So remember again, the number 1-800-544-8927. The webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Encourage people to go there, to read our newsletters, to watch our DVDs, and to watch the section on other videos on the web where we've posted many videos I think are important, and then, of course, to listen to our radio programs. It's all free. Then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Murphy, and we're going to be talking about chemtrails and geoengineering. Hi, Michael. How are you doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, how are you? I'm doing fantastic.
I'm really so glad. Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and why you're concerned about chemtrails? Are they real? Well, you go ahead and pick the story up.
Well, no problem. I'm a filmmaker, and currently I'm producing a documentary with the world-renowned B. Edward Griffin on the issue of geoengineering, which is commonly called chemtrails. Why am I so concerned about it? Well, we started this, I guess you'd call it a journey, investigating the issue, which we can talk about some of the things that we came upon. But, you know, we found that the chemtrail story, or as scientists call it, geoengineering story, is in fact real, and both a threat to human health and ecologies. So we're deeply concerned about this, and when I really looked into this and found out the facts and found out the scientific data on this, I got very concerned and decided to make this my passion and my project, and to get the word out to as many people as possible.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, now we've been talking about chemtrails for a long time. But have you been able to determine what they're spraying, how they're spraying, and what their goals and objectives are?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, and I guess we can start with goals and objectives. And my journey really started, of course, I had been witnessing, you know, long trails in the sky, which many people call chemtrails. And back in February, somebody had invited me to an annual Association for the Advancement of Science meeting, which was in San Diego. And in that meeting, they had a geoengineering conference. So I decided this would be a good opportunity to learn about what geoengineering is. And so I sat in, and for 3 days, we listened to geoengineers propose their models of what scientifically is called stratospheric aerosol geoengineering program. And I was completely shocked at what I had heard, because they had spoken about these programs of actually spraying large amounts of both aluminum and barium into the upper stratosphere for what they said was the stated goal of cooling the planet. So,
because basically the whole idea is that they're going to create a greenhouse cover over the atmosphere, and so the rays of the sun can't get down. And now, when did you actually hear this discussion?
Well, this was in February. It was February
of this year. Okay, go ahead.
This was this year. And so I attended the meeting, and I actually wrote an article about it and didn't really think the article would go very far. However, I sent it out at night, and when I woke up the next morning, I made the mistake by putting my email and phone number on it, and literally my phone was ringing off the hook, and my email got hundreds of emails on it. I didn't realize it, but what I had done was I had broken the story on the proposals of aluminum in these models. And why is that such a shock? Because, and we can go into some of the tests and what's being found, in terms of aluminum contamination around the world. So,
and I think it's important for people to realize that aluminum is extremely toxic. It's almost as toxic as mercury. And, of course, there's a tremendous amount of it in our vaccines. But once it gets into the soil, it can get into the plants that we eat and, of course, can have terrible toxic effects. Why would they be spraying aluminum? We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Michael, were any of the papers that were presented actually published after that?
Yes, I've been published in numerous publications.
No, I'm not talking about your papers. I'm talking about the papers of the people who presented at this meeting you attended.
Oh, yeah, there are geoengineering papers throughout the Internet. So what you would want to look at is the Advancement AAAS Geoengineering Conference. You can even look up the Council on Foreign Relations has published some things. I'm trying to think where.
Well, the important thing is they are published, and people, I'm sure, can find them on their search engine if they look for them. And really, but you're talking about this meeting on geoengineering, where they're talking about massive spraying of the atmosphere. They mentioned the fact that this has been going on for a long period of time. It has been going on for at least a decade or more.
Well, actually, geoengineers actually denied any current deployment of programs, and that was a question that I had asked during the conference. I said many people are witnessing what they believe are the very things that you're talking about, and they said, no, these programs are not going on at all. And I said, well, what are we seeing? And they simply said these are normal contrails. However, during that meeting, I had met some people in Northern California, and this is really where the documentary had started, because they said, you know, Mike, we'd like you to come on up here and look into what we're finding. And what had happened, up in the Mount Shasta area, they had begun to see a mass die-off of the forest up there. So,
is that Ross and Peterson you were working with up there?
It wasn't. It was Dane Wigginton and Francis Mangle.
All right, fine. So, go ahead.
Yeah, are we on the air right now?
Yes, we're on the air right now. Go right ahead.
Okay, excellent. So they had started to see everything die off. And what they had done was they started doing pH tests, which revealed very, very high alkalinity in the soil, up to 10 to 12 times the normal alkalinity that should be the norm for the area. So they went on to do additional tests, and what they found was just incredible, because they did rain tests, which revealed massive amounts of aluminum and barium, and I'll give you an example of how high the tests were. Mount Shasta, Francis Mangles, who works for the USDA as a biologist for over 35 years, took a snow sample from Mount Shasta and had it analyzed at a government lab. Normally, that's...
Well, I want you to hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with all of our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Mike Murphy had attended a meeting, certainly in February of this year, on geoengineering, and where they were talking about massive spraying in the stratosphere and the upper atmosphere to create a shield up there to shield the Earth from global warming. And then, of course, she got in touch with some people from Northern California, people who actually had worked with Sydney. Was this the agricultural department or the forestry these people worked with?
It was actually Francis Mangold works for the USDA as a biologist.
Okay, the USDA. And basically, of course, they began to test the soil samples. They noticed that the forests and the greenery were dying off in Northern California. When they tested the soil, they found it was extremely alkaline. You pick up the story from there.
Right. So they went on to test. And again, I had mentioned Mount Shasta, which is far removed from any industry. As a baseline, Francis said that it should have about 7 parts per billion of aluminum in it. And drinking water allowable, and I'm just giving you these numbers so you get an idea of the levels of contamination, drinking water allowables allow for no more than 50 parts per billion. Government action is required over 1,000 parts per billion. I just want to give you a shot. What do you think the snow on Mount Shasta revealed?
You're talking about the aluminum content.
Yes.
Well, I'm not even going to guess, because I'd be way off. Tell me what the content is. I suspect it's several parts per million, isn't it?
It was 61,100 parts per billion, over 61 times the toxic level. People are drinking the water on the mountain there. And again, it should have no more than 7 parts per billion. So we're way above the levels. But, you know, we went up there and investigated. What does aluminum do when it gets into the soil? When it's in free form, it will raise the pH of soil. And as a result, they believe that's why they're seeing the 10 times to 12 times the normal amount of alkalinity. Literally, everything's dying off. So there's a great concern. And these changes have occurred just in the past 5 to 6 years, when they have seen an increase in the air, what they believe is the aerosol spraying up there. So very, very shocking. Aluminum is very toxic. And, you know, I didn't mention the barium levels. The barium levels were through the roof as well. Is barium toxic to ecosystems? We're not sure. You know, we didn't get too much into that data. But what barium will do, barium is very toxic to human health, will raise blood pressure. Barium will lower the immune system in human beings. So barium is very toxic. Actually, during heavy spray days when they're up there, and here in L.A., with the exception of the past month or so, they spray us about 4 to 5 days, pretty heavy. Emergency rooms literally get packed, and people have headaches, nausea, heart palpitations, things that appear to be related to the barium. The deep health concern really is for the aluminum. And here in L.A. County, over a 10-year period, we've seen over a 200% increase in Alzheimer's. And aluminum is related to Alzheimer's. And it will cause, as well, a number of other neurological disorders, which we have also seen. And this is not only, this issue is not only confined here to California, not only to the U.S., these are things that are being reported, and we're getting tests sent to us, literally, of these high levels from around the world.
And I really believe this is a worldwide program that is aimed at destroying the health of people throughout the world. It has nothing to do with global warming, because this whole thing's a scam. So why do they want to hurt people's health. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Or does it?
Well, you know, if you're Bill Gates or if you're one of the Rockefellers, it certainly makes sense because many of those people have spoken on many different occasions, even published things about population reduction. So these things are not certainly not secret, but they are hidden. So if you research and go into the issue of eugenics, you can find more on that topic. Is this only a depopulation agenda? No, I believe that it's much more than that. We also have weather modification, which has been ongoing for several decades, but we're beginning to see weather control with these programs in association with the HARP program, where there is now technology where weather can be modified and also used as a warfare application. Many people believe that the recent floods that we're seeing in China and Russia could be part of warfare.
And I really think that it is. Remember these dramatic floods that they've had over in Pakistan. What people do not understand is that they really have the ability to modify the weather. They've had this going back to the you know the 1960s. They used this certainly during the Vietnam War. They actually signed an international treaty in the early 1970s promising not to use weather warfare as a means of attacking the other nations. And now we see these massive floods in Sydney and China. We see these massive floods in Pakistan and even sometimes here in the Middle West. I believe that they know exactly what they're doing, but they just don't want the American people to know. Now, can we document this? And no, because it's all top secret. I mean, anybody who works for the government, whoever tells the truth, could face a lifetime imprisonment or even worse. They could be simply eliminated for daring to get the truth out because the people working behind the scenes seem to have a different agenda. So you go ahead with the story there, Mike.
Well, what I would do is encourage people. There is documentation about weather modification, and again, it's just not broadcast over the corporate mainstream media outlets because I literally think that people would be on the streets tomorrow protesting this stuff if they really found out what was going on. But there is a document, and if you Google "Owning the Weather by 2025," it was written by. It's an Air Force document, I believe, and it is outlines the military's plans to, and again, I'm going to quote it, owning the weather by 2025, and it outlines their plans.
By 2025?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you say aluminum is terribly toxic. We're actually going to be putting on an all-day conference on the 17th of October. We're going to have one of the world's leading experts on aluminum and aluminum toxicity talking because, of course, all of the vaccines contain aluminum, and nobody has ever pointed out the terrible toxicity that you get when you get that aluminum injected into your body, and, of course, you're getting, 100, 200 times the maximum amount allowed by the EPA. And yet nobody ever talks about that. Well, certainly, Michael, as you go ahead, what did they finally decide that was going on in Northern California around Shasta? Do you think that the your change in the alkalinity of the soil and the aluminum, toxic effect of aluminum and barium is responsible for the die-off? Is this large segments of the forest that are dying off? What's really going on?
Well, first of all, this die-off is not only in Northern California. I'm going to give you a clue here in a minute, but it appears that everywhere that there is spraying, the soils that that are more acidic are changing to alkaline. That is a huge problem because, as you probably know, much plant life, many different fruits and vegetables require an acidic soil to grow. So as a result, I have friends from around the country who are organic gardeners, and they're beginning to see a die-off of anything that's natural. We spent a week filming in Hawaii on a on an organic farm on Maui, and it was far removed from anything, really. And what really was a concern of the people there, because they as well are beginning to see a die-off in anything that's natural and organic. During our trip, I really admired the freedom that they had, because we stayed there for about 4 days. We woke up in the morning before we filmed. We would literally go out to the trees, pick our breakfast, and eat it. And the people there lived free. They grew their own food. They planned their own days, and they were not stuck in this corporate environment that many of us are used to here on the mainland. But a huge concern of theirs is this, because they're starting to see a die-off of the coconut trees, and yes, they are getting sprayed, and we just got test results back, rain test results, which, again, reveal very high amounts of aluminum and barium, which, by the way, match the geoengineers' proposals exactly, and there is a Hughes aircraft patent. It's a spraying mechanism, which in the patent it is used for spraying aluminum and barium. So geoengineers' plans match the patent exactly and match what's being found in the rain, water, and soil exactly. So getting back to the concern in Hawaii, they're starting to see soft spots on their coconut trees and also a decline in the things that they're growing, natural and organic. And their concern is this. The USDA has developed an aluminum-resistant seed. It was developed at Cornell University. USDA holds the patent. Many people believe that this might be in part of an agenda to kill off anything natural and organic so that people will not be able to grow and be independent without this GMO seed. Very concerning to many people.
Well, I really think that we're dealing with organized evil, and when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. And if you don't understand that, you say, why would anybody want to do that? Now, basically, of course, when we see the contrails, of course, this is related to the, I said the different contrail is entirely different than a chemtrail. Contrails dissipate very quickly. Chemtrails do not. But certainly, are they putting these products into the fuel, or do they have separate tanks for actually spraying this? What's the background? How are they doing the spraying? Do we have any idea? Has anybody come forward and told the truth?
Well, absolutely. You know, many people have come forward in terms of whistleblowing, but also many people have witnessed what appears to be military KC-135 spraying these, and then we're going to go back and look at the, again, the patent.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Michael Murphy. And if you have a question, give us a call when we get back. Well, Michael, you go right ahead with what you were saying. You're saying basically...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Do
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This, have you talked to any of the geoengineers with that conference that you were basically talking about these ideas?
We actually have, and that's where the filming started. It started in San Diego. So we have geoengineers talking about the plans, talking about the proposals, and talking about the use of aluminum in terms of their models. Now, it was interesting when we had asked them, actually Dane Wigginton had asked them what the health effects would be for spraying 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum into the atmosphere, and that's what their models, that's what they're proposing in their models. And David Keith, who is the number three geoengineer, said, well, sulfur dioxide is not very damaging to human health. And Dane said, I'm not talking about sulfur dioxide. He said, I'm talking about aluminum. And David Keith, the geoengineer, took a deep breath, and he said, well, aluminum, we've only begun to research and publish nothing, so there could be something terrible that we'll find tomorrow that we haven't looked at. Now, of course, Dane, myself, we know that these programs and the aerosol spraying of aluminum have been going on for a number of years. So it was very shocking to us here. These models, these proposals, without the true studies of what effects aluminum could have. But yes, we've also spoken to a number of other geoengineers, and that will be in the film as well. And we've discussed these models, these programs, these proposals. Now, all of them, just for the record, deny any current deployment of these programs. They're saying that these simply are models. However, the evidence that's being found, which is literally a mountain of evidence around the world, suggests differently.
And, Sydney, we've talked to people from all over the country who've seen the planes go back and forth, and these are simply sound very much like there's some of the planes that are related to CIA operations or certainly some CIA aircraft. Do we have any idea what planes these are? Are these Air Force planes? Are these CIA planes? Are they private contract planes? Have you looked into this at all?
All of the above, and we even have photos of UN airplanes spraying this, a cargo Lux plane, which would be a private contractor, and then definitely Air Force KC-135. So these are well documented. People have a number of photos and videos that they sent us. So it is, you know, this is not only one agency. This, again, this is a worldwide operation. It's over every NATO country. Just a few countries are not reporting the spraying, but again, so it's not only one entity, it's a number of different entities, corporations, governments, and global groupings. So literally a multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar operation.
And the thing is that the best thing that could happen is that the government ran out of money, so it couldn't continue doing these things that's so harmful to our health. And so they, just heard today, that a lot of hospital employees are being told they're going to have to forcibly take these inoculations, vaccinations. And yet, you know, these contain, certainly many of them contain mercury, but certainly almost every one of them will contain alum, which, and what is alum? It's an aluminum compound. And what people have never stopped and considered is how much alum is actually in these, because it's put in there theoretically to increase the immune response. But you have toxic doses of aluminum in vaccines, and the more you take, the more aluminum you get, and you don't excrete aluminum. I mean, sure, there's some people who do, but there are many people who do not, and I think this is definitely related to some of the Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and other diseases, which are becoming increasingly more prevalent today. Do you think that the American people really realize that there are people there who intentionally want to destroy their health?
Well, I think people are beginning to wake up. For the first time, I think, in history, people are beginning to wake up to what the true political agenda is. So, you know, these things are not secret anymore. I mean, you look at public documents talking about eugenics and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and even Bill Gates now, who is funding vaccine research and geoengineering programs. He's openly spoken about depopulation. So these things are not hidden. However, they're not going to be on your corporate mainstream media. Getting back into the aluminum issue in terms of the vaccine, you made a great point. Many Americans don't know, you know, really what's in these vaccines. What's scary to me, I've made a decision not to get any vaccines. I'm going to increase my immune system. However, I have to breathe this air. Every day I have to go outside, and I'm breathing in massive amounts of aluminum and barium. And
Hold that thought, Mike. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is an important subject, and Mike has done a tremendous amount of job. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Mike Murphy, and we're talking about the new DVD they're putting together on chemtrails and geoengineering, and certainly it sounds like a fascinating study. I just wish I'd had the time to do this study on my own. Unfortunately, when I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, I have a hard time even getting my monthly newsletter out. But I think what you're doing is so vitally important. And of course, are you working with Ed Griffin on this, or are you doing this pretty much on your own?
Well, we're working together with Paul Wittenberger and G. Edward Griffin. So we've been collaborating and actually researching together. Paul and I were essentially the two guys that were traveling. So we've been to Belgium on this project and other areas in Europe. We've been to Arizona, as I said before, Washington, D.C., Washington State, Michigan, literally around the country and then overseas, investigating this issue. What we found was just not only saddening, but absolutely shocking. I'll tell you right now, Doctor, I feel strongly that we're in an incredible crisis, not only for our ecosystems, but also for human health. And Ed Griffin is deeply concerned about this issue as well, and that's why he hopped on board, because he began to research this and find out how damaging these programs were. So he said, Mike, I want to get involved with you. How can I get involved with the project? So we're very happy to have him aboard, because Of course, he has a lot of credibility on other issues that he's covered, and also has a distribution network where we can get this issue in for the first time in a credible way out to millions of people. So we're very excited to be working with him.
Well, listen, he is a personal friend, and I'm really so pleased that you are working with him and do a great job together. Tell us about Belgium. Why did you go over to Belgium?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. Belgium had an international chemtrail symposium.
All right, you hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we bring all of our stations back on board right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess is Mike Murphy. We're talking about chemtrails, and certainly our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Mike, do you have a website or anything else you'd like to get out?
I do, yeah. The website where you can actually view the film trailer that we have is www.truthmediaproductions.com, and you can also, to pre-order the DVD, go to realityzone.com, www.realityzone.com, and you can also view the film trailer there, and I think you'll find it very interesting.
All right, fine. Now, what about Belgium? You were saying you'd gone over to Belgium. What was that all about?
Yeah, Belgium, there was a former mayor who is involved with the movement, and he did in the first annual chemtrail symposium, so people from around the world, experts and professionals, gathered to come to this one-day engagement. So we had many people. We had scientists. We had health experts talk about the issue. I believe some aviation experts. And scientists, including myself, I had spoken about what we had found during our investigation. It was an incredible event because people, for the first time, this issue is beginning not only to get recognition from the scientific community, but also the healthcare community. And, again, people are waking up everywhere. So it was great to see professionals gather in a professional way and give this issue the type of attention that it needs.
Well, I think that how recent was that symposium over there in Belgium?
That was in April.
All right, so basically then people all around the world are beginning to feel the effects of this, begin to know it's taking place. The average individual doesn't understand the toxicity of aluminum, and they really should, because, of course, if they're spraying this in the air, it's coming down, it's in the atmosphere, but then it gets into the soil. And, of course, then it gets into the roots of the plants, and then you're getting, in your vegetables and fruits, you're getting a dose of aluminum you should never be getting. In other words, they're contaminating, certainly, the food supply all throughout the world. Is that a factor, really?
Well, it definitely is. You know, the greatest concern, because aluminum is one of the most abundant resources in the world, however, not in the free form. Which is what they're spraying. So it's really, my understanding on this is the aluminum is really affecting the pH of the more acidic soil. So that's where the big concern is. And then there's an even greater concern with aluminum mixed in with barium. And what they're finding is also massive amounts of strontium. Don't know why they're finding that. That was not in geoengineers' proposals. But let's go back to, this is what their proposals state they're spraying, aluminum and barium. God knows what else they're spraying. You know, we know that people are coming down with a lot of different illnesses. And also, you know, a great concern about this is they're blocking the sunlight. So plant life needs more sunlight. So there appears to be an overgrowth of different funguses due to the blocking of the sun. So global dimming is a result of these programs and is a great concern amongst many people who are researching it.
Well, what about the effect on wildlife? What about the effect on the animals up in the Sierras that they're certainly going to be drinking this water with a extremely high level of aluminum. What about the effect on fish? Or what about the effect on ocean life? This is, I mean, the massive amounts of aluminum they've already put out, you would think would have had some effect on plant and animal life.
Well, it absolutely is, and I went out with Francis Mangles, and we have this in the film, and we did a test in a stream, which it was a test to measure the amount of insects. Why did Francis start doing this? He did it because the salmon run in the past 5 years has declined by over 94%. So they have now just 4% of the salmon that they did many years ago. So Francis took me out. I said, what's going on? He said, well, I can give you an indication why the fish are dying. And he said if the anglers found out about this, they'd be having a fit. He did a test which counted the number of insects in a certain area within the stream. And the test yielded 31 insects. And I said, Francis, what did that yield 7 years ago? He said, this test, he said, it yielded 1,000 insects. So that's like maybe a 98% decline in the amount of insects the fish within that stream eat the insects. So he believes that it's from the aluminum and the barium changing the pH and the other chemistry in the water, which is killing the insects, thus the fish do not have anything to feed on. So,
well, would this have any effect on bees, things of that sort? You know, there's been a marked change in the bees, and people are looking for a cause of that. Do you know anything at all about that?
Well, you know, I didn't study and research that because there's literally thousands of different areas that you could go into, but I do know enough to talk about it, and yes, there has been, I believe the numbers are, for the past 4 years, it's been a 30% decline on average in the past 4 or 5 years of bees. Of course, we need bees for pollination. Many people have attributed it to the aerosol spray. And so we're seeing all of this die off. We're seeing the fish decline. We're seeing bees decline. And this is just in the past 5 or 6 years. Ironically, that's when many people have been reporting what they believe is the massive spraying. So it appears to coincide side by side. It almost looks like this is an attempt by the corporate structure, what I call the beast, to perhaps kill off anything that's natural and organic so that they can bring it under their control and their authority. I mean, we're talking about a complete change in nature. We're talking about a complete change within the corporate system. So it's very concerning to many of us who like nature. It's very concerning for those of us who want to maybe someday want to grow our own food or even fish and be dependent on nature. But I think we have a great force that we're dealing with that says, no, I don't want you dependent on nature. You need to be dependent on our GMO seeds. You need to be dependent on us for a food source. Because if you control the food, you can control the population.
Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Indiana. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I had a comment and a question. My comment is, well, when you have a Supreme Court justice by the name of Thomas, who was a lawyer for Monsanto Company, I'm not surprised that they're trying to control the food. You got the biggest gangsters in there in the judiciary, the Supreme Court. But right now, I live in Indiana. And in the city I'm visiting, Fort Wayne, Indiana, they're spraying tonight for the boogeyman West Nile virus mosquito. So I called the health department, and they mentioned, well, what we're spraying, it's been approved by the EPA. There's some senior citizen homes where they're spraying at 8:30 at night when people are sleeping, Miller's Merry Mansion and Georgetown Senior Apartments. But my question, how dangerous is this spraying from Clark Oil, and who can I contact to find out more information?
Well, first of all, Tim, you have to understand they're doing this all across the country. They're doing this over in Santa Clara because of the threat of West Nile virus, and yet now one person has died of West Nile virus in California. There have only been 2 cases in California during the entire year up until June, so they're up to no good at all. And basically, you're going to have to find out exactly what they're spraying, and they'd be lying to you. You need to get the information out, and believe me, why do they do it at night? So the people won't know what they're doing. But I share your concern. We're dealing with evil people who are doing evil things and damaging the health of people. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
Good night.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Fine. That was Tim calling from Indiana, and they're doing the same thing in Indiana. They're doing right over here in Santa Clara. They're doing it all across the country. The terrible threat of West Nile virus, and yet almost nobody's dying of West Nile virus. So they have another agenda, and just because the EPA says it's okay does not mean it's okay. Have anybody talked to the EPA at all about this chemtrails? Mike, you know?
I'm glad that you brought that up as well. Yes, a number of people have written the EPA and have actually addressed it specifically with the EPA, and it appears that all of these public officials are sweeping this under the rug. Now, you would think the EPA, because there is documented contamination, would have to address this issue. However, I think a number of people who are working for these agencies, and Francis Mangos has contacted, God, he had a stack of letters, many of them, who are refusing to address this issue. I know one city council member in Mount Shasta had a meeting when they addressed this and asked them to look into it further, said this is not a Pandora's box that we want to open. This is something too big. So I think a number of these agencies simply don't know how to deal with this because it is such a massive contamination that's occurring.
Well, is there any way you can get to your seat of the county councils, to the the boards of supervisors, to the city councils, and explain to them and get them to understand what this is about, and then have them begin to, because they have the power of government. They certainly, the county attorney general could actually begin subpoenaing people to bring the facts out. They might not be very popular, might even be dangerous, but if we don't take a stand, then stand up and be counted now while we're going to be counted out, an awful lot of more people are going to die unnecessarily.
You're absolutely correct. And now more than ever, a select few people have put political pressure on people and it hasn't resulted in much. But you have to figure probably 90% of the population is largely unaware of these programs. And if they were, I think a number of them would take action. We do have a few attorneys and a few people who have filed lawsuits, and that's a step in the right direction. But this is not only a local issue, it's a city issue, it's a county issue, it's a federal issue, and it's a world issue. And if people banded together and started addressing this, and that's where the problem is. We're all getting sick from this. We're all under attack, without a doubt. But more people have to address this. And, that's one of the things that we're hoping to do with the film is make people, A, aware of these programs, B, aware that they're a threat to both human health and ecology, and then C, now it is time to act. If you have a passion for local politics, take it up to your city council meeting. If you know how to address something at the county level, please go ahead and address this. Or the federal level, but bottom line is this. We are in a real crisis, and this issue needs to be addressed. So we're literally just reaching out to people and trying to encourage them, A, take the test, take the rain test, take the snow test. They're very simple to perform and very inexpensive. And then address these in a political level, or if you're an activist, like myself and a number of other people, go out and start getting the word out, because I guarantee you're going to touch many people who probably would do something but aren't doing anything about this issue because they're unaware of it. So I think awareness right now is the key, and then, the next stage of this is going to be action. So,
basically, Mike, how could people learn about doing the test? So you say it's a simple test to do. It's inexpensive, measuring the levels of aluminum. How could people learn about that so they can begin doing this in their own area and then, of course, begin pointing this out to people? They're poisoning the American people.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that we did when we were out in Hawaii. I gave a number talks to different communities out there. The tests are very simple, and you can find them on geoengineeringwatch.org. Again, geoengineeringwatch.org. And essentially, when at the beginning of a rainstorm, you want to put out, obviously, a sterile and a clean pan or tray and catch, the beginning of the storm. and get that water and then take it to a government lab, and they will give you the results. You can test for aluminum, barium, and strontium. And once you have those results, then you have a baseline and to start addressing this.
But where would you find a government lab to do that? I mean, would this be a state lab? Would this be a county lab? Where would the average person, Mr. Joe Blow out there, that listening on this, he wants to know where he's going to find a government lab to do the study, and will they do it if you just bring it in, or do you have to pay for it? What?
Well, you have to pay for it, and it costs around $20 per test. But basic lab I think they're nationwide. So just Google basic lab and find a place near you, or you can even mail some of the tests in. So I know the people in Hawaii had mailed their tests into basic lab in California.
Okay, so basically what we really would need to get, it's called basic labs, and they do that, and I guess we can find it on the Internet. But, ladies and gentlemen, you need to find out if this is something there. Now, is this every place in the country, or is it just certain specific areas? If we live right on the ocean, are they spraying the ocean? Are they spraying seaside communities? This wouldn't seem to be very efficient, because we have certainly very, very a great deal of clean air here, probably, so because the ocean to take all this debris out of here. But Sydney, is there any specific areas that they're spraying more than others? Why would they be spraying the Sierras? I mean, certainly there are not very many people who live up there.
Right, and that's a good point. Yes, they are spraying over the ocean. And in terms of Hawaii is getting hit very hard. It appears that they're spraying, a couple hundred miles offshore, and then by the time it gets to the island, that's when it begins to fall down and get into the rain and into the soil. But to answer your question, why are they spraying more in areas? Well, we've seen a dramatic increase in about the past 2 years. They're spraying over the desert. They're spraying, in the Midwest when we're in Washington, D.C. They were spraying us like roaches. They're incredible. We got some great footage of it, very saddening, but we got some great footage. But Northern California, they've been getting hit unusually heavy around the Mount Shasta, Redding area. They believe it's because that's where the jet stream comes in.
And you mean that they're spraying there because they can get the aluminum into the barium into the jet stream?
I believe so. You have to realize one of the applications for the aerosol spraying believed to be is the HARP program. Now, the HARP program operates on different frequencies, so they admit frequencies into the sky. In order to do that, they require fine particulate metal to be in that air so that they can emit these frequencies. So it appears that they want some type of particulate in the air at all times.
Well, have you heard anything at all about them spraying titanium, and in other words, including that with the aluminum and barium?
Yes, titanium is amongst one of the heavy metals that has been found.
And we heard this about 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years ago, that and there were government documents that even talked about spraying titanium. Now, if that's simply because it's reflective, do you think it's reflective has to do with HARP, or what do you think it has to do with? And hang on that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
It's primarily listener supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help, we could sure use your support because we need to keep our program on 60 outlets every single week. And believe me, it's a job just to keep things all going and together. But we do have a slowly growing outreach. We have a new program down in the Imperial Valley that's getting all the way from certainly Southern California over into Arizona, and we're certainly excited about that. Well, this is the time when I really would want to mention we do have a great DVD on weather modification. We have a four-tape set on chemtrails. We have a four-tape set on weather modification. We have a four-tape set on HARP. All of these things are there and will help you better to understand these things. We even have a book on weather modification written by our friend Jerry Smith, who died here recently because of pancreatic carcinoma. But Jerry did a good job writing on weather modification, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have his book on HARP. We have his book on weather modification. We have a DVD on weather modification and a four CD or tape set. We have a four tape set on HARP. And we hope that you want to get this information and help us to get it out. The chemtrails are real. HARP is real. Weather modification is real. And the population control agenda that calls for the elimination of over 90% of the world's population is real. And if you think this doesn't going to involve you and your family, you are sadly mistaken. We are dealing with evil and wicked people. If you have not heard my talk on planned population reduction, on non-dare college genocide, or on population control, we have that. We have four tape sets on it. We actually have information that we have a little pamphlet is called The Population Control Agenda. You can get it on the Internet. That's The Population Control Agenda. You can get it on the Internet. Or, if you get any of the items we've mentioned, just ask for a free copy. We'll send the Population Control Agenda to you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can't really understand what's going on, because none of this really makes sense unless you understand the enemy. And how are you going to understand the enemy? People are out there, they're talking about the problems all the time. They're talking about the Republicans and the Democrats and the right and the left and the conservatives, the liberals, and how bad Obama is. Obama is simply a figurehead for the people who control him. The Trilateral Commission, you look at their logo, three curved arrows bound together by an upside-down broken cross, an ancient occult emblem. So what's it doing is the emblem, the logo of the Trilateral Commission. You can see their site at trilateral.org, trilateral.org. Get that. Get to understand that behind the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, the Masons, Skull and Bone Society, the Bohemian Grove, behind all of them are powerful spiritual forces. And if we have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, and of course we've got the great DVD by Alex Jones on the Bohemian Grove. We've got a great DVD by Alex Jones on the Bilderbergers. It's called Endgame, Gets into Population Control. We've got Sydney, Alex's great DVD on the Invisible Empire, Police State 4, and Loose Chains, The Final Cut. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Loose Chains, The Final Cut, Police State 4, and The Invisible Empire, Bohemian Grove, Endgame for the Bilderbergers, and then, of course, my talk on planned population reduction. We're up against wicked and evil people, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't involve your part of the problem, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.